about my behaviour, which unsettles me.
Short works of mystery and suspense.
She thinks John murdered you to get you out of the way, so you wouldn't just have a quick word with her, would you? Convince her you're alive.
Five psychological stories from Sophie Hannah.
I know what my crime would be. I can see it in detail, like a film playing in my mind. The only uncertainty is whether I'd have the courage to go through with it.
Short works, Something Untoward, begins next Monday morning at 11 and again in the evening at 9 on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Now on BBC Radio 4, the first of a new series starring the man they call Milton Jones.
When life's road looks beyond repair, Milton can sort it out. He's got a bag for your Maldemar. Troll, make the whole world shout.
Hello, I'm Milton Jones. There are many things wrong with the world today. Why is it that 1 times 1 is 1, 2 times 2 is 4, but 0 times 0 is a small brown cube you make gravy out of? How come my grandfather spent his whole working life in a lighthouse and said it was very, very boring until someone bought him a slinky? And why did I lose my job as a policeman when I was asked to seal off an area and just went, arr, arr, arr. My quest is to solve these problems and help as many people as possible in the next half hour. I live with my trusty friend Anton and our landlady Pauline, who looks after us.
Knock, knock. Hello, boys. To celebrate me completing my pottery class, I've brought you up a tray of tea.
How marvellous. Oh, I see what you mean. That is literally a tray of tea, isn't it?
Oh, dear, yes. My mugs are a bit spilly.
Mugs. Yes, so they are.
Well, they're not easy to make, you know.
Yeah, obviously difficult to get a handle on.
It's not easy, Milton. Just one air bubble in the clay when you fire it in the kiln and that lovely piggy bank would have blown up.
It's a teapot, Anton.
Yes.
Shall I be mother?
Good idea, Milton.
No tea for you, Anton, till you've tidied your room.
To be honest, I only went to the classes because of the scene from that film with Patrick Swayze. He's a ghost and he makes a pot with a girl.
Ah, yes.
But there wasn't really anyone in the class who was, you know...
dead.
Well, I was going to say attractive.
I tried pottery once and I made this.
A clay mask of your own face. How did you do that?
Well, you know they're always going on about the dangers of falling asleep at the wheel.
Yeah, it can be hard to keep your concentration.
The last thing I remember is the teacher talking about what to do after the pot was finished. Then I just glazed over.
Well, it's easily done.
But do you remember what inspired me to get into pottery in the first place? I saw something in a cafe and thought, I could make one of those.
Ah, yes, your bottomless coffee cup.
And remember the first time I poured you a hot drink in it, Anton? You squealed with delight.
Yeah. Third degree delight.
Well, I'm sure you'll both be delighted to hear that I won't be making any more of my terrible pottery.
Oh, no. Why not?
Because the evening class college is closing down.
Oh, that's awful news. Although I shan't miss Milton doing Asian cookery classes, not least the curries.
You said you never wore that red tie.
You could study anything in that place.
I know. Years ago, I even did a GCSE in how to open a letter.
Now, did you pass?
Haven't been able to find out yet.
Well, I think we should do something. We should organise a campaign, support adult education.
Yes, I'll write a letter about adult learning and send it to the local paper.
And I'll look up adult videos on the internet.
Maybe best just go down there and talk to them.
Shame. I have such fond memories of learning there. In fact, I made this coffee table in one of their classes.
Would work?
Yeah, if it was glued together properly.
There go your mugs, Pauline.
My name is Milton Jones and I've just arrived with Anton at the college where the evening classes took place. But I couldn't help feeling I was the only one properly dressed for night school.
Milton, I'm not sure it's appropriate to be wearing the whole breastplate and helmet thing.
You mean this is the night bus all over again?
Afraid so. Ah, here comes the Director of Studies.
What do you two want? Didn't you see the sign? We're closed.
Ah, well, yes, that's very much why we're here. My name's Anton Peterson, and I think you know this man here.
Huh?
Milton Visor.
Morning.
Jones. I might have known from the armour. What are you doing back here? You were our worst student in living memory.
I always got my homework in on time.
Yes, but only by using a trebuchet.
What's all the noise? Oh, your students are lovely.
They're not students.
Oh, there we are, in a way, alumni of the alma mater.
How delightful to hear Latin spoken properly. I'm Professor Cicely Wintlesham, head of Latin and Greek, for the time being, anyway.
Salute.
Taramus Lata.
And they're not students.
Oh, well, let's find out. Do you know anything about classical civilization?
No, it's my Achilles heel.
And I wonder, what might your thoughts be on why the ancient Greeks made the Elgin marbles?
Well, my theory is they used them to play a game called Hungry Hungry Hippocrates.
No. The connection is that my great-uncle, Sir Cedric Wintlesham, helped bring the Elgin marbles to the British Museum. It was a long and arduous journey.
I've heard that the traditional coastal routes through Asia Minor can be treacherous.
Yes, and sadly many of them were lost, forgotten, and disappeared forever into the mists of time.
That's parcel force for you.
Right, well, if you lot have finished nattering, I've got to shut down the computers and lock up.
Oh, so this is it. Once more, the Philistines and penny pinchers have their way.
Professor Wintlesham, your great-uncle of Elgin Marbles fame wouldn't have given up so easily, would he? What would he have done?
Of course, he would have gone to Greece and stolen a university.
We can't let this legacy of learning go to waste. We must found a university here.
Oh, what a marvellous idea.
That's all very well, but you'd have to fulfil all the Department of Education eligibility criteria.
And how could we ever attract enough students?
I know.
Of course. Build a state-of-the-art infrastructure and employ leading academics to establish our top-notch credentials.
No, just give away free stuff.
What?
Free stuff. We're giving away free stuff. Pizza vouchers, coupons for 6 months of Netflix.
Did someone say something about free stuff?
Now ask about the pizza vouchers.
Can I borrow that megaphone?
What do we want?
Free stuff!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Well, free that seems stuff. To have done the trick.
Never mind that, Anton.
Free
Where
stuff.
Are all these free pizzas now. I've heard so much about? It was a pleasure to be involved with this new university. But then I'd always been able to identify with people younger than myself, even right down to knowing what to buy nephews at Christmas. Happy Christmas to my favourite nephew.
You've not got me a present, though, have you? I hope not. Not after what happened last year.
Hardly my fault. At the time, there were lots of posters everywhere saying, give blood.
Yeah, right.
Actually, I knew there might be a problem. When I asked you what your favourite group was, you didn't say A, B or O. But hey, there's no denying the blood came in useful when your mother opened it, fainted and hit her head on the coffee table.
No, I'm just saying, you don't need to...
Don't worry. This year, I've got you an Xbox.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Uncle Milton. That's exactly what I wanted.
There you go.
Oh, brilliant. I think this is just packaging.
No, that's the present. As requested, all bits of cardboard. An Xbox.
Right, I call this faculty meeting to order. Where's Milton?
Anton, look at me! I'm on a big bed on wheels being pushed by four students dressed as nurses.
Rag week, is it?
What's Rag Week?
It's all about raising money for charity by playing pranks.
Oh, yes. I heard about a really funny one where all the students were sent a bill for £9,000 a year.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's not a trick.
Look, I've also had this banner designed with the college motto. We don't believe in dumbing down. What do you think?
It's good, although for my part, I wouldn't have spelt dumbing with two M's.
You think?
Still, not as bad as your first suggestion for a motto that sums up what our university stands for.
Ah, yes. Wikipedia select all copy paste.
That's the one, yes. Right, well, anyway, it's time to meet the rest of the faculty. Now, this is Dr. Valerie Roberts. She's going to be teaching the same rigorous course that she used to teach at Oxford.
That's right. I'm delighted we're able to offer PPE.
PPE? I told everyone it was PPI.
Oh, no, that's a disaster.
No, it'll be fine. I'll just make some phone calls and tell everyone they've been missold PPE.
Now, this is Dr. Mark Willis. He's our media studies tutor.
Yeah, hi, Milton, mate. Thought I'd use the prospectus to, you know, just big up the importance of media studies.
Although I've taken the liberty of changing one of your application questions to, after this course, your only chance of a job is driving a cab.
Yeah, right.
And this is Herr Dr. Gunther Bertelsheim, our reader in philosophy.
Good day.
And I rewrote one of your admission questions to, is free will an illusion? Answer A, yes.
So, yeah, this is quite profound. Can I think about this for a moment?
Nope.
And finally, Milton, you already know our most prestigious member of the faculty, head of Latin, Greek and archaeology, the wonderful Professor Cicely Wintlesham.
Hello again.
Oh, I'm glad you're here. I wanted to tell you about my new theory that cinema was actually invented by the ancient Egyptians.
Whatever makes you think that?
Could it have been that the very first films were actually shown on papa, 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 Rus?
Now, first on the agenda is the inaugural lecture. Now, I think Cicely should deliver it. After all, it was her great uncle who revolutionized our understanding of the ancient world.
Ah, yes. He was the first to propose that not only did the Phoenicians land on the Cornish coast to trade in tin, but that Hannibal actually trained his elephants in Devon.
How fascinating.
Yes. He even discovered a huge pile of ossified elephant dung,
which today is known as Plymouth.
And that could be the subject of the lecture.
Oh, but I wanted to do it.
Milton, you have no experience in these matters, and students today can be very sensitive.
Who could have anything to fear from a Hannibal lecture? Anton finally agreed to let me speak, as long as I stayed clear of anything controversial. Hello. What's wrong?
We object to the use of the word hello. It's derived from the word halloo, which was a traditional fox hunting cry.
You're condoning violence against sentient animals.
Right, sorry, unfortunate start. But not to worry, here we go again. Good morning.
You said good, which is derived from the word God, and this is a secular institution.
Right, okay. Salutations, gentle folk in attendance. Is that all right?
No.
Good. Oh, how are you even making that sound?
We have trigger warning apps on our phones. When they hear something offensive, they buzz.
Hang on. You said buzz. That's cultural appropriation. Only certain insects buzz. You don't get to make their sound unless you're that insect.
You mean a bee?
That term is offensive. Why should they be called bees? Some of them are perfectly capable of being A's. Don't you care about their feelings?
Oi, you can't tell us what's what when it comes to microaggression.
Micro? Are you mocking bees for being small?
Come on now, Milton. Surely anyone with an ounce of common sense... What?
An ounce is an imperial measurement.
Oh, good grief.
How come we're not allowed to buzz with our phones, but you are?
Because my buzzes aren't cultural appropriation. They're coming from this jar of actual wasps. Look. See? Whoops.
Oh. Milton, the wasps are escaping.
Ah! Don't hurt the wasps. After all, wasps are just bees without a job. We managed to get the wasps back into their nest with the use of smoke. And the students back into their accommodation with the use of the college's PA system.
We're missing pointless!
Oh, wait.
Hey! And why were we so desperate to make the university successful? Because I know firsthand what a difference a well-trained professional can make in the world. Like when I worked briefly as a pathologist. I'll just make a Y-shaped incision here. And here. Right, that's my sandwiches open.
Never mind you pack lunch, Jones. I want to know how this poor man died.
I'm pretty sure it was hypothermia.
What makes you say that?
If you notice, Sergeant, we found him with no clothes on lying in that great big fridge over there.
What?
Wait. Judging from this piece of cress on his chin, I'd say his last meal seems to have been some kind of salad.
You just dropped that from your sandwich.
Oh, really? Sorry. Just really starving. Have you seen the exit wound?
No. Where?
Look, trapped my finger in the double doors when I went out to get the sandwich. Bit of a bruise.
This has been a complete waste of time.
Wait.
Yes?
These yellowy deposits on the torso. Again, that's egg from my sandwich,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. Look, you're not able to tell me anything about this man, are you?
On the contrary, Sergeant. I heard you say earlier that he's Caucasian.
That's right.
So my guess is that one of his parents is from a place in Ireland. And the other is Japanese. This is Milton Jones, still in the process of setting up a university. Despite the success of my lecture, Anton still had a bee in his bonnet about attracting more students. But when I say Anton, I mean me. And when I say bee, I mean wasp. And when I say bonnet, I mean helmet. So we met in the student canteen to discuss how best to do it.
Supervisor!
Thank you.
No, I... Milton, I was talking to Pauline. She's our new catering supervisor.
At least I got rid of that wasp.
Hello, boys. You're looking a bit down. You should be pleased. You founded a university, a seat of learning that will affect a lot of young lives.
Yes, they will truly be in our debt forever.
Debts are a problem for us too. We need to attract more students.
Do you do those courses where you can study two things?
I once did beauty therapy and crockery. I specialise in hand moisturiser. So much so, I ended up dropping crockery.
Notwithstanding that, we need to get some kind of sponsorship.
I've written to Prince Charles.
Excellent idea. He's a fan of traditional design.
No, I was hoping he'd let us call all our dishes Camilla Parker bowls.
Listen, I've got a good idea. Let's appoint an artist in residence. There was someone I met at an exhibition in Shipley once. Yorkshire-based sculptor, rough, tough, salt-of-the-earth type, you know, really calls a spade a spade.
I've got news for him. So does everyone else.
So, this is the studio of renowned sculptor and old friend, Terry Slatterthwaite.
Hey up, Anton. You big southern softy.
Hello, Terry. Good to see you. Wow, what a creation.
Yeah, do you like it? It's 30-foot wrought iron representation of a miner who's just lost his job.
I'm not surprised. He wouldn't fit in the tunnels.
Yeah. It's a statue, Milton.
What?
He doesn't actually move or do anything.
He could probably get a job in Homebase.
No, it's one of my themes as an artist. This entire studio is dedicated to showing the plight of the working man in the post-industrial world.
And how many people do you employ?
None. It's all done by machines in China.
But I thought I saw one or two people working back there.
Yeah, they just come in now and then. Spot welders.
Spot welders? Is that like a northern version of Where's Wally?
No. Look, what do you and Laughing Boy here want, Anton?
Well, we're looking for a highly acclaimed artist to accept a prestigious post at our university.
Oh, aye.
So we just need to find out a bit more about your influences.
Well, have you heard of Art Deco?
Yes, but I can never tell which one's which.
What?
You know, which one's art and which one's deco.
Look, if you're not going to take sculpture seriously, you can forget it.
Sorry.
This is a proud place with a proud heritage.
Of course.
All the steel we use comes from our own blast furnace. We even sell it on to the galleries ourselves.
So in a very real way, he who smelt it, dealt it.
Get out.
Although visiting Terry hadn't gone very well, he'd given me an idea, so I called a faculty meeting. Greetings. In order to enhance the prestige of this college, I have decided to commission a statue for the central quad.
Oh, splendid idea.
Are you sure, Milton? You know that statues on campuses have been rather controversial of late.
Don't worry, Anton. I'll choose something to celebrate our long association with ceramics.
Oh, marvellous. Who did you have in mind?
Cassius Clay.
Milton, you do know he was a boxer.
My second choice is a Labour MP famous for representing pottery.
And that would be...
Keith Vars.
Maybe a little too political.
Oh, dear.
All right, then. How about the greatest of Greek philosophers?
Oh, that's more like it. Who did you have in mind?
Plato. After Anton and Cicely turned down most of my other suggestions, I decided to work on it in secret before all the students got up, which meant installing it at the crack of 2 p.m. And so the ceremony began.
Milton, are you absolutely sure about all this? You know how easily offended these students can be.
It'll be fine. Hello?
Fascist!
Yeah, careful, Milton.
And it gives me great pleasure to do this unveiling.
Unveiling shouldn't be done by a white Western man.
And anyway, statues should be free to wear a veil if they choose.
Yeah! Milton, hurry up, they're getting fractious.
In these sensitive times, it's good to dedicate a statue to an uncontroversial hero of the industry who gave his name to one of the most basic things made out of clay.
Milton, who is the statue?
Pol Pot.
Statue of a psychopathic communist dictator.
Maybe, but to his credit, he was in charge of Café Rouge.
Khmer Rouge. Milton, under his rule, they slaughtered millions, abolished money, private property, foreign clothing, and all religion.
No wonder my tiramisu took so long to arrive.
How dare you make a statue like this?
It is an outrage.
Yes, we can't apologise enough about celebrating a vile dictator.
Oh, no, sorry, we don't actually care about that. We're angry because it's cultural appropriation of Cambodian culture.
At times like these, I had to remind myself that we were doing this for the next generation, because it's not easy when you're starting out. Things don't always go your way, like when I had a holiday job as a courier. I remember one time I arrived at a very posh garden party. Deliveroo for Lady Lavinia Hartington Bewes.
Over here, marvellous.
Good evening. Two bottles of mulled wine from Harrod's Food Hall. And as requested, I'm naked.
I said no clothes.
Right. Well, can I leave you one of our leaflets?
Where do you keep them? I think I'll pass.
Free garlic bread?
No, definitely not.
This is Milton Jones trying to set up a highly successful university. At the moment, we're being chased by lots of angry students. We ran through the campus trying to find some sort of safe space. But what are the chances?
After them!
Quick, we need to hide.
Follow me. I know the perfect place. Just through these little doors. It's made of brick and totally secure.
It's a kiln, isn't it?
Maybe.
Ah, yes. It was built by my great uncle.
Not sure this was the ideal hiding place. Plus, it is rather cramped in here.
Oh, well, look, I'm an archaeologist. I've had my fair share of tight squeezes. I was once trapped in a tiny space near Stonehenge for several days.
Yes, the traffic on the A303 can be a nightmare.
Milton, you have to get us out of here.
Well, I think I can work one of the bricks loose and... Yep, I've got it out.
Oh, well done, Milton.
So just reach my hand out and I should be able to... Yes! Switch the light on.
The light?
Well, we're going to be stuck here for ages, so I wanted some light while I read the paper.
Yeah. Of course, except that wasn't the light switch.
Yes, it is. Although I have to admit it's not very bright and it's a bit bluish.
Milton, I really do think now is the time to find some kind of escape route from this kiln.
Why?
Well, haven't you noticed you're getting warmer?
I'm really not in the mood for guessing games, Anton.
No, Milton, seriously, you're getting much warmer.
I don't even know what I'm meant to be guessing.
He's talking about escaping from the kiln.
Anton, reach round into my back pocket.
Right. Here goes.
Ooh.
Sorry, Cicely.
Not a problem.
Okay. Milton, I've got my hand in your back pocket and just pulling it out. Got it. What is it?
A bar of chocolate. I want something to eat while I read the paper.
Well, that's it. We're doomed. Doomed to roast in a kiln like so many pots.
Yes. It could be worse, though, if one of us had something with air bubbles trapped in it.
Yes. Their sudden expansion could cause an explosion.
Aero, anyone?
Look out! Look, it seems to have blown a door open at the back of the kiln.
Wow, that's got to be up there with the worst Kinder surprise ever. We climbed out of the kiln into what seemed to be a secret back room.
This is odd. I never knew this place existed.
Well, look, there are some chisels, files, tools everywhere, yet the place is deserted.
Home base.
I don't understand. Why didn't my great uncle tell me about this?
Cicely, I'm afraid this appears to be a workshop where he was manufacturing artifacts, covertly using this kiln, and passing them off as being ancient.
What makes you so sure?
Well, you know that painted terracotta statue of the Etruscan charioteer that made your great-uncle famous?
Yes, unique.
There are six more stacked against that wall. And if you look closely at some of these other statues, there are some tiny giveaways that they don't date back to the second century.
Like these two centurions?
Well, what about them? Their uniforms and weaponry are entirely consistent with that period.
Yes, but they're watching television.
Rome's under the hammer, probably.
And I fear this figurine of Diana is not 5th century BC.
But it's got a Latin inscription. Tres erant ex nobis in hoc matrimonio.
Which translates as, there were three of us in this marriage.
Oh, great Uncle Cedric, what have you done?
He's been making fake artifacts and no doubt selling them to the highest bidder.
My archaeology career is in ruins.
Obviously.
The students, they found us.
And they're going to be even more angry when they find out about this. They'll have us fired.
I'm not going back in that kiln.
There they are.
Grab them.
No, wait. We have to confess. The university must close. It's all been a huge fraud.
Mea culpa.
Yeah, we're all culpers.
We're so, so sorry.
Well, now you're going to pay.
Oh, this isn't looking good. It's going to end up in some kind of Mexican standoff. I know. The moment I said it, I realised.
Milton, we must be strong and brave. Think Hercules.
Nothing would give me more pleasure than turning into a massive cargo-carrying aircraft.
No.
Well, Milton, what do we do now?
I think I've got an idea. You know what you lot need to do now?
What? Skulk off home and watch Cash in the Attic?
No. Occupy the place.
Hey?
Milton?
Yeah, he's right. Launch the Occupy movement!
Occupy the buildings! Come on, everyone!
Milton, you said that because...
Trust me, Anton.
Hang on. If we're occupying this building for a long time...
We could get on the property ladder.
And any minute now...
You know, if we knock through this kiln, it would make a lovely conservatory.
Oh, yes. And do you think these bricks are original?
Oh, yes, possibly. Really? I love the exposed beams.
Oh, yeah, and perhaps a patio door.
Bingo! Or should I say house?
Milton, that's inspired.
Yes. I don't think we'll have any more trouble from them.
They have completely transformed. What did I say now?
Oh, no, sorry, that was just us trying out our new doorbell. Do you like it?
That's right, it is.
So that's that. Once a university, now a thriving village community.
As Ovid said, omnia mutantur nihil interit.
Yes, everything changes, doesn't it? I mean, thousands of years ago, trains were all in the wild. At least these days, they get us from A to B. I thought to myself recently, as I slowly passed the sign for Aberystwyth Station.
That was Thanks a Lot, Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones, Tom Goodman Hill, J.C. Lawrence and Dan Tettle. It was written by Milton Jones, James Carey and Dan Evans, and the music was by Guy Jackson. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a positive production for the BBC.